Hello and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and in this episode, I will give you my take on what cities that deserve an NBA franchise. For the last month or so, the National Basketball Association has flirted with the idea of having at least two more teams joining the NBA. As of right now, the NBA has 30 teams, 29 in the United States of America and one in Canada. But there are several cities out there that are deserving of a franchise. With that in mind, which cities are on my list? Stay tuned to find out.
Welcome to Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.
Before we begin, I will be choosing five cities based on their location, economy, appeal in sports, and how ready they are to host the NBA team.
I'm ready.
With that in mind, here are my top five cities that I feel that deserve the NBA team. Coming in at number one, Seattle, Washington. Seattle has deserved an NBA franchise ever since their beloved Seattle Supersonics vaulted for Oklahoma City. Sonics fans has been bitter ever since that happened, but there is hope on the horizon.
Yes. What? You don't say. You don't say.
The city has a redeveloped stadium ready in Climate Pledge Arena, formerly known as Key Arena, which will host the NHL's newest franchise, Seattle Kraken, which will begin play in 2021-2022. MLS is big in Seattle.
You don't say.
As the Seattle Sounders welcomed over 40,000 fans per game in 2019, second in Major League Soccer. Although the Seattle Mariners have fallen on hard times, the Mariners finished 20th out of 30 MLB teams in 2019, thanks in part to T-Mobile Park, which is considered to be one of the most beautiful ballparks in all of Major League Baseball.
Smoking!
Finally, you got the Seattle Seahawks, which is home to one of the best fan bases in the NFL, having a total of 551,927 fans in 2019. Remember, there were no fans in attendance in 2020 due to the pandemic. They averaged 68,990 fans per game in 2019.
Damn!
So yeah, American football and football olé, 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 is really huge in Seattle. The NBA can and will take advantage of this. Seattle is definitely the way to go. Coming in at number two, Las Vegas, Nevada. This could go both ways, either really, really good or really, really bad. Las Vegas isn't necessarily what you call a sports town. However, they are getting there. The first team to move to Las Vegas is the Las Vegas Golden Knights. A lot of people criticize the NHL for putting a sports team in the gambling capital of the world, but believe it or not, it worked.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
In 2019, 677,499 fans went through the turnstiles of T-Mobile Arena. They averaged 18,310 fans per game, 15th in the NHL. It was so successful that the NFL's Raiders decided to join in the party. Moving to Las Vegas in 2020, but again, thanks in part to COVID-19, there were no fans in attendance. An NBA team in Las Vegas, if the locals or tourists are up for it, can be done correctly. I believe that the NBA can pull it off. However, some of the players could get a bit distracted by the entertainment in the city. Coming in at number three, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Once upon a time, there was an NBA team in Vancouver way back in 1995 alongside the Toronto Raptors. The Grizzlies wasn't very good, and due to that and very poor attendance, 17,000 fans per game in Vancouver in the first season, 14,000 fans during the final two seasons.
Those guys suck.
The Grizzlies packed up and moved to Memphis, Tennessee, where they still remain today. So why they should have an NBA franchise in Vancouver? One word, hockey. Hockey is king in Vancouver.
All hail King Homer.
During the 2019-2020 season, Vancouver finished 9th in the NHL in attendance with 653,790 fans passing the turnstile of Rogers Arena. In that time, they averaged 18,679 fans per game. If the NBA can put out a decent team in Vancouver, then they have a potential on their hands. One final point, please, 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 please bring back the old teal and white color schemes they used to have. Please. Those were amazing. Coming in at number 4 is Austin, Texas.
He figured she'd gone back to Austin.
The NBA already has the San Antonio Spurs, Houston Rockets, and Dallas Mavericks in Texas. But what about Austin, Texas? Austin is one of the major cities in the United States not to have a professional sports franchise. That changed until 2021 when Austin FC started its franchise. Austin is home to the University of Texas Longhorns and several minor league sports teams such as the Austin Spurs of the NBA G League, Round Rock Express, and others. With the oversaturation of NBA teams in Texas, I don't think it will happen, but if they decide to put in an NBA team in Austin, then I'll guarantee you it will flourish.
Hey, you never know.
And finally, coming in at number 5 is San Diego, California.
San Diego. Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
San Diego actually had an NBA team, and most fans are familiar with it. The Clippers played in San Diego from 1978 to 1984. At the time, the Clippers were terrible. So terrible that the fans stopped attending games.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
They also used to have the San Diego Chargers, but they moved to Los Angeles. The Padres are still there, and they had changed a lot in the last decade or so. In 2019, they had 2,396,394 fans enter Petco Park. They also averaged 29,585 fans per game. The NBA could take advantage of this opportunity, as San Diego loved their sports.
It's a fact. It's the greatest city in the history of mankind.
Before I end this episode, here are some honorable mentions for possible NBA cities. Louisville, Kentucky. Mexico City, Mexico. Why not international? Anaheim, California. San Jose, California. Kansas City, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri. Chicago, Illinois. A second team in the city like New York City, Baltimore, Maryland, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Nashville, Tennessee. Well, folks, that is my time. Do you agree with my picks? If not, head on over to my sports social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports. Again, on Twitter at Kenny_sports. And on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. For more episodes, head on over to Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Until the next episode, see ya and stay safe and healthy.
Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.